to New York Sports Exchange, episode number 137. And Tim, it's just basketball. It's just basketball, as LeBron James said.
It's just basketball.
It's just basketball.
It's not looking good for LA. It's not looking good for the Lakers.
It's not looking good at all. This is a disaster.
Yeah, no, really. I mean, D'Lo he didn't even have a single point yesterday.
He did not. And the thing with that is, if you're surprised that the Nuggets are up 3-0, you're an idiot.
Yeah. You had a lot of false hope if you really thought the Lakers were going to come out with this. Let's be honest here.
You're an idiot. If you – I understand 5. I did not understand the 6 and 7.
What do you mean?
Like people saying like, oh, Nuggets and 5. If you thought the series was going 6 or 7, you're an idiot.
Yeah, no, you're a moron. You're a complete moron. This just felt like a sweep in the beginning, and they haven't won a single playoff game against them in the past 2 series. They got swept twice.
Yeah.
So
we're coming to the end. We're coming to the end. The end is near. We'll recap NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs in full swing, Tim. It's a tough scene. It's a really tough scene.
It sucks. Game yesterday
how could it be more deflated? I mean, it got distracted by the draft, but
what a save by Anderson. I don't even know anything to say. I have no words. I got nothing. They're down 3-0. So they got to climb back.
Rangers got game 3 tonight. We will recap all the series from the playoffs, both NBA and NHL. The NFL draft. Giants get a good player. Jets get a good player. I still don't know who's going to get Malik Nabers and Jalen Hyatt and Wandale Robinson the ball, but hey, we got
you got him.
I don't know who's going to give him the ball, but we got him, I guess.
Danny Dimes.
God, I'm ready to get hurt again. Jets get Olufoshanu from Penn State. Beef up that O-line.
Let's go. That's the team.
We will discuss the NFL draft, the winners and losers. Let's dive right into it. Game 3 tonight for the New York Rangers. They are up 2-0 against the Washington Capitals. We're coming off of there were a lot of issues with that second game. The first game, that first period was slow. The refs were not swallowing the whistle at all. They were able to break away. The second game, it felt like it took a while for the Rangers to adjust to the speed that the Capitals were playing at. And then they just needed to stay out of the box in the second period.
I'm telling you right now, Stan, the Rangers are not losing a game in this series. It's a sweep. There's not what else to talk about there. It's a sweep. It is what it is. It's a sweep. The Capitals just, they had a good period, and then they allowed 4 goals. I mean, it was just, Charlie Lindgren, good goaltender. Not a great playoff one. It's not everything. They're not a good team. They're just not a good team. I'm sorry. That's just, it is what it is. They're not a good team.
I guess there's a little bit of the PTSD triggering for us Ranger fans tonight, because we're in the same situation again. Tampa up 2-0, losing 6. Jersey last year up 2-0, losing 7.
Those teams are not the same caliber. No,
exactly. But there's a lot of shit in the, like, we're fucking crazy. We're Ranger fans. Of course, this is in the back of our minds. Like, I feel like this game is much more important than maybe this is just me like freaking out, but
I think you're digging too much into it. I think, you lost series when you've been up 2-0 before, but you haven't played against a playoff team like keep going to negative 37 goal differential and a losing record on the road. So I get that you play them at home now. You play them at home now, but Ovi's like 38 years old. This they're slowing down. This is not not a team you got to worry about.
I do want to discuss. What a fucking hit by Artemi Panarin in game 2. And this is to the people that were like, oh, Panarin back to his old playoff self again, I guess, having no points in the second game. What a fucking hit on TJ Oshie.
Yeah, it was questionable, but it was it.
Come on.
He got a little high, but yeah, it was a good hit.
He got a little high, but it was sort of like his motions was good. It wasn't like he was trying for the head. He leaned
out. It was a good hit. It was a good hit.
Clean hit.
It's just
clean hit. There's gonna be a how do I put this? I feel like there's gonna be retaliation tonight.
Obviously, it's gonna be a chippy game. I don't think anything's gonna get too out of hand. Washington's gotta kind of. They can't just go in their own building and fight their way out of this. They got to put Bucks in the net, so I don't think. And they don't. You got to have Tom Wilson on the ice. I mean, he's a good point contributor for them, so I don't think they're going to want him off.
Yo, shout out Will Cooley for what he did to Tom Wilson. Shout out to Will Cooley. The balls on Will Cooley. Let me, no pun intended, but the balls on Will Cooley to stick tap Tom Wilson in the nuts. That's a balls. For a rookie to do that to a guy like Tom Wilson.
You got to do what you got to do.
That was awesome. Fuck that guy. Fuck Tom Wilson. Let's go to the Islanders. Tim, game one, I watched it with you. Game one, I watched it with you. It sort of felt like it was a good game, and then they just blew it in the third period.
They just look outclassed. I don't know. They're always behind on the play. They're late to pucks. I get they're really not getting any crazy offensive chances other than redirections and bounces. I know they had a nice setup goal last night with Engvall, but they can't produce it. And the goaltending's been all right, but they're allowing so many shots at goal. Go to game two, they allowed 110 shot attempts, having 32 of their own. They had combined five shots on goal in the last 36 minutes of play. So it's
no bueno.
No, not at all. It's tough. And now that they lose game three at home last night.
It's not what you want. It's not what you want. No. We got to talk about game two. Game two. That was disaster. Disaster. Disaster.
Oh, they were 81-0 in franchise history when leading 3-0 in a playoff game.
I did not know. Oh my god.
Absolutely outworked, outclassed in the last two periods. It was just I didn't even know what I was watching. I mean, it looked like an OHL team against the NHL All-Stars. They were just out of position, getting drawn all over the ice. It was just,
It's just bad.
Like, that was tough to watch.
You can't Saturday's, be making mistakes. Like,
Saturday's going to be tough, Stan.
Saturday's a big one.
I've lost faith. We'll see what happens.
Has a team ever come back down 3-0?
Yes, the LA Kings did against the San Jose Sharks. One of their Stanley Cup finals.
All right. But it's so like... Why not you guys?
Because they look horrible.
What they said about the 0-4 Red Sox.
Yeah, well, they
being honest,
the Isles really look, and then yeah, but that wasn't round one. I mean, they look horrible.
Fair enough. Let's go around the league. By far the most electrifying series in this entire NHL playoff so far is Toronto and Boston. And my one question to you is, where the fuck is William Nylander?
He's out clubbing like in game... Toronto. I mean, I don't know. He just keeps sitting on the sideline.
I feel like this is a game of Where's Waldo? Because this is... He finally goes a full year without getting injured. All of a sudden, he starts going clubbing, and then he's gone.
Yeah, I think maybe he went against team conduct or something, and this could be a form of punishment. I don't think they would take it to this like level of extreme, the fact that he hasn't played any of the games.
The claim is that he
was out with the scratches, right?
The claim is that he has a migraine or has like some type of migraine issue
for three games.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
No, I think it's something inner team wise. I just don't think they want to disclose it right now while they're in the playoff run. So they'll find out soon enough. But they desperately need him back. They need a jolt of offense.
What an absurd. Absurd game three for Boston. Because this was, I felt like this was classic Leafs, where it's like, backs against the – I mean, not backs against the wall. You took game two in Boston. But crowd's getting rowdy. You have a chance to go – you have the home ice advantage now because it's even. You have a chance to go up 2-1, possibly even 3-1. The Brad Marchand trip, that was tough.
He nizzed, though. He nizzed.
That is true. That is true. And Sheldon Keefe can complain as much as he wants, but let's all be honest here. Brad Marchand's getting that call no matter what.
Every single time. Every single time.
What is it? And the thing with that is, like, we all talk about how Brad Marchand is, you know, this dirty player. Last year, he did not touch the box in the playoffs. I mean, granted, it was 7 games in a first-round series, but didn't touch the box. This series, he has not touched the box at all, albeit he got away with a blatant tripping call. He's getting that call. He's getting that call 9 times out of 10.
I 100% agree with you. I don't think – I mean, it's playoff hockey too. They're not going to call everything. I mean, that's just the nature of the game. So you let a blown call go away. There's a ton in the Isles game that you just let go away. You got to keep moving on.
There's a ton in the Ranger game too. Because Zibanejad had taken a stick to the face. Or was it Mika? Yeah. I don't even remember. Yeah, but this series is going to be fucking electric. I believe they play Saturday?
I mean, I think it's usually in the
Saturday?
Same.
Because I don't think they're playing tonight, so probably Saturday. All right. Vegas. I mean, is anyone surprised?
No. I just feel so bad for Dallas because it's like, there's nothing you can do.
It sucks that one of these teams is getting knocked out first round, and it sucks that it's going to be the Dallas Stars because
Vegas is just so loaded. They're so loaded.
And they are. It really comes down to talent, and
Hurdle, Hannafin, Stone, Mantha, all these guys just off injury reserve. They all come healthy and at the same time. They come back to the team. They bring that extreme talent and jolt that they've been desperately needing all season. And look what happens. They're 2-0 against the team that was, 1 point out of winning the President's Trophy? 2 points out of winning the President's Trophy?
I believe it might have been 3, but
either way, I mean, it's a top 2 team in the league.
Wrong. Overall. 1 point within the President's Trophy.
And now they're just spanking them. 2-0. I really think they're going to sweep.
I wouldn't say a sweep.
They go back home now.
I know they go back home, but you, like...
Yeah, they just took 2 on the road, and Vegas is not an easy building to play in.
I know it's not an easy building to play in, but I feel like Dallas is too good to get swept.
You know what? I said that about Tampa, and look at them.
Well, and we'll get to Florida and Tampa, but I just don't see Dallas getting swept. Maybe it goes to 5, but I just don't see a team with that much talent.
I don't get swept
like that.
Well, what's going to be different now? They already play with the advantage. Now they got to go away. They're at the disadvantage. You're not going to be fired. I mean, they're going to be fired up. They're down 2-0, but Vegas is going to be more fired up. They're at home. They're going to be back by their building. Yeah. They're going to be back by their building. They want to be done with this as quickly as possible. They went on a deep playoff run last year. The shorter these series are for them, the better. If they can get done with this in 4, I mean, are we really seeing Vegas in the Cup again? Because that's kind of what I'm leaning to right now, the way they've been playing.
Who would they run into if they would get Edmonton or – no, not Edmonton. They would get Colorado, Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Go Knights.
I hate this so much. Speaking of Florida, let's bring it up. Florida Panthers up 3-0 on the Tampa Bay Lightning. This one's surprising. This one's actually pretty surprising.
But you know what? They're all such well-fought-out games, and I think he kind of goes down to the goaltending, really. Bobrovsky has been unfucking-believable.
He made save of the playoffs.
Yeah, and puck luck's a thing, too. And you go back to yesterday. I mean, how many times did Tampa hit the post yesterday? 8 times? Stamkos hit 2. They hit one in the third. They get unlucky with puck luck. The way Bobrovsky's been playing, it's not easy to score right now against Florida.
Not easy at all. Florida goes up 3-0. You think this is going to be the sweep?
Gentleman's sweep. I think Tampa win. They're Tampa's home right now. I think they take this one at home. They go into Florida and just get not pummeled, okay, but they got their hands full back in Florida, especially down 3-0. Okay. Now they go to Florida. Say they go to Florida, they win. They go back to Tampa, they win. Now I'm looking at Game 7 in Florida. You know, now then you don't know, but right now I'm gonna say 5.
I am ready to declare a series that is over. Are you ready for this one?
Let me hear it.
Preds in 5.
Demko's out. It's over.
I know it's 1-1, but
it's over.
It's over. The dreams did. Like, good for Vancouver. Good for Vancouver.
Roger, you know,
you were at the bottom of the league last year after firing your head coach in a very controversial way. You hire Rick Tocchet, who's right off of TV, and then you get a full season with a very solid NHL coach with a great roster. And, hey, you go to the playoffs. You win your division. Good for you. It's baby steps. But there's no way they're getting out of this series. There's no way.
No.
There's no way they're getting out of it.
Demko's done. It's just – I didn't even think they were going to win with Demko. I had Nashville winning this anyway.
They could, I felt like Demko's a bit of a game changer. Not like a game changer, but you know what I mean.
What, now they go to Smashville? It's tied?
They're going to Nashville.
You know how hard it is to play in that arena?
It's difficult. It's difficult, especially with the talent that they have. Especially with the talent that they have and the coaching too. Andrew Brunette, fucking great coach.
Yeah,
O'Reilly's had a bit of a resurgence. You know, they got Philip Forsberg still there.
Roman Josi, Roman Josi's been carrying the load. He's been great.
Once you say Saros is going, then it's it. Like that's it.
I know. They might go. They might be a sneaky run team in the West. Maybe
They could be. We'll see what happens, but this is, woof, goddamn. We're talking about all the series right now, so why not just go for it? Winnipeg, Colorado, tied at 1. That first game was not the way that I thought it was going to go.
No, it's the shootout. I mean, I don't 7-6 against it was the lowest scoring the team that lets up the least amount of goals in the league in Winnipeg, and what is it that Colorado scores the most?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so I guess
I was not expecting this to be a shootout, but
and then here game we two. Are.
Game two, Georgiev played that game, if I'm not mistaken, right? Yes, he did.
Yeah.
But he's gassed. You could just see. And it's like kind of like hard to tell what goalies, but this one feels like painfully obvious that he's gassed. Like, they already recalled that goalie from the AHL. I forget what his name is, but I know they recalled the goalie from the AHL. But I think if Georgiev is still in a goal, I have a feeling that Winnipeg wins us.
Yeah, Georgiev's been terrible. It's just plain and simple. He's been terrible. Yeah,
he hasn't been good. He just hasn't been good. And then last but not least, Edmonton and LA tied. Tied at 3. Not 3. 1. My bad. Let me just say this. The fact that the over in this game was at plus money for the second game. The over for the second game was at plus money. Hysterical. Cashed like 10 minutes into the second period. Like,
especially after the first game they saw. What the
especially
hell
after the first game. It's at 6.5 at plus money. Like, are you fucking kidding me? That was the most free shit ever. I will say this. Shout out to Cam Talbot. Down 1-0. Yeah. You need the game. You need the game to technically get home ice advantage for games 3 and 4. The save that he made on the power play, robbing Zach Hyman.
Yeah, and especially how good that power play was, too, going back to game 1. How many assists did McDavid have in the power? What, 4 assists on power plays alone in game 1?
I believe he had – I think he had 4 assists, Hyman with a hat trick in game 1. Thanks to his family's monetary status when he was a kid. But anyway, if you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you watched game 1, you did not expect this turnaround in game 2. It's good for LA to get one and tie it. Now they're going back home, and anything can happen.
They play tonight. But it felt like I was not expecting this comeback because it felt like, you know, going in the second period, LA's up 3-1. Edmonton scores those two quick, and you're like, okay, here it comes. And then they're able to play a solid third. It went 4-4 in the going 4-4 in the third period, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, 4-4. Yeah, I believe so.
4-4. Well, 4-4 going into overtime. But then Fiala scores right away in the third. You're kind of like, oh shit. And then once Edmonton ties it up with the Holloway goal, you're kind of like, okay, when's it coming? You force overtime. Kopitar rips a fucking snipe.
Copes. That man still has it. He never lost it.
He still got it. Him and Doughty still got it. I got to say
this,
though.
It's unbelievable.
I got to say this, though. I cannot take the Edmonton Oilers seriously with Stuart Skinner in goal. I can't.
It's unbelievable.
I can't.
When are they going to get a goalie? When?
I can't. They've decided not to. I cannot take this Edmonton team seriously with Stuart Skinner at goal. I can't do it. Just can't do it. It's going to wrap up NHL. I mean, for now, who's playing tonight? We got the Rangers, Caps, Canucks, Predators. Preds money line, free as fuck.
Telling you.
I'm going to say it. Preds money line, free. We need to do a pick show one of these days. Especially with this coming around, we need to do a pick show.
Yeah.
You're like, eh.
No, I'm saying, yeah, sorry. I jammed my finger playing basketball like 2 days ago, and it's so bad.
Oh, those are the worst injuries.
It's so bruised.
Like, because you can't make a fist.
I'm just trying to stretch it out. Like, I'm like, yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm trying to, like, stretch it out and, like, push it into a fist.
I had two bad jams of the finger of the same, of my right pinky. Third grade basketball, it happened in practice, and I, like, couldn't make a fist for the life of me. And then I think I was in, like, eighth grade. Yeah, like, the summer going into eighth grade, like, jammed my finger at, like, basketball camp. And that same summer, I was the best man at my cousin's wedding. We were going to some, like, it was, like, this thing at the venue where it was, like, a wedding fest type thing. So, like, oh, you hired your DJ, tried this food, like, all this. And I'm, like, in, like, a polo and khaki shorts, and I'm, like, my right hand. So it's, like, I shake with my right hand, obviously. And then I can't people are, like, shaking my hand, and I'm, like, oh, fuck. Like, I can't, like, it was,
you're like,
so
dead
bad.
Fish.
I was, like, holy fucking Jesus. I couldn't do it. All right, moving on to the NBA. The Knicks. My New York Knicks up to
Joel Embiid.
Yo, fuck that guy.
He's wanted on war crimes in New York City right now.
Dude, like, let me just put it this way. I said it on Twitter. I was kind of like, I understand, like, that's clearly a flagrant too, but I understand not ejecting Embiid because, you know, he's one of the game's best. We said it before about Marshawn. But, dude. He's such a bitch. I have, like, lost respect for this guy.
I mean, he was,
like,
just grabbing his ankle and pulling him to the ground.
He's, like, grabbing his ankle. Did you see the one where he shot the three and then, like, spazzed and then was, like, complaining for a call, but no one touched him? Nobody fucking touched him.
He's
and
just
then
trying
that's what
anything.
Led to him grabbing Mitchell Robinson's ankle.
He's trying anything to win right now.
He knew that he could fucking get away with murder last night and – it's exactly what he did. Like this,
you know,
this
what's
was
good for him, though.
this was the grievance. This was the grievance. All right. Game two. Let's just get it out of the way. Game two was the greatest Knicks win of my lifetime, and I know that's saying a lot, but it was. Are you fucking, like, that happens to the Knicks 9 times out of 10? Let's all.
I mean,
be
it was just. It was just unbelievable how that happened.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, shit, it's over.
Yeah.
Like, going back to, you know, like, Philly has the home court advantage now. Brunson can't make a shot for shit.
The refs fucked up, so obviously they were going to let everything go in game three. But that game two victory was just that was unbelievable. I cannot believe you won that game.
I know. I'm still, like, happy, but I know that, like, here's the thing. It's hard to – people are always like, okay – like, if you tie, it's no big deal because then you get the home court. I'm just going to say this. 3-1 sounds a hell of a lot better than 2-2.
I agree. And the Cavs got 40-piece last night, so they better figure it out in game four. They just couldn't shoot. They literally just couldn't. They couldn't shoot. It was just bad game.
I wasn't, I wasn't watching it because, you know, God intended this series to be on NBA TV.
Dude, I'm like on Stream East. It's buffering the whole time. I'm like, why are they doing this to me?
That series belongs on
NBA TV. You can't get it anywhere but NBA TV?
NBA TV. Like,
shut up.
God intended that series to be on NBA TV. I think the Cavs bounce back.
Yeah, I think it's just a pretty bad game.
I seriously think the Cavs bounce back here. It's just basketball. We mentioned it before. It's just basketball.
It's just basketball.
It's just basketball. It's just a game. It's just a game. We're just out here having fun and making millions of dollars. Lakers down 3-0. Again, you're an idiot if you thought this series was going to 6 or 7. I think the Lakers kind of bounced back here.
Nope. I think I think after game two, they just looked defeated. Because
all
right, think about what happened in game two, right? Everything sort of went right for them. You know, D'Lo had hit 7 threes. Fair. AD had a great game. I know Rui was kind of bad off the bench, but defensively they were good. LeBron had a good game, efficient, and they lose on a buzzer beater. And that was with pretty much almost everything going right. And now you go into game three. I know you're home. You start up, but you get up in the first quarter by what, like 14? But it's just, you're out of it. You're already out of it. Especially that press conference, you know, after game two with Anthony Davis going,
oh, yeah.
You know, what happened at the end?
That was such a stupid question.
Like, I know it's a stupid question, but, you know, you got to think. You're like, all right, well, like.
You saw what happened.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I think they're kind of, I think they're done. And you saw with D'Lo eating the sideline before the timeout of the game.
That was bad.
It seems like it's over with in LA. I think they're mentally defeated.
Next series, a wise man once said, "They have Kevin Durant, but we got Jaden McDaniels." And a statement
seems
has
like
never
he's
been
right.
More true.
I can't believe it.
I was not honestly. I saw this going 1-1, but this is just insane.
I know.
Are the Timberwolves legit? I mean, that's a stupid question. They're 3-seed in the Western Conference. But are they going for a deeper run than we think that they're going? Like, you know, I worded that so weirdly, but you understand the question.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. And I think you might be right. I think they kind of proven all the doubters wrong here. And Anthony Edwards has stepped up in a huge role. He's been a superstar. And like you said, Jaden McDaniel, I did not believe that was going to be true to any extent, but he's been sick.
They got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels. Like, that's the
And he's like the same build. I mean, I don't know.
Timberwolves might have found something there. They played a night against in Phoenix, I believe. I don't know what the fuck's going on right now, but my phone has been absolutely ass with service as of late. So I can't pull up my notes. Anyway, this was the first game was just a slaughter. The second game was kind of sort of the same thing. I mean, there's
Bradley Beal's having a great time.
This is why, like, here's the thing. This is why I love this time of year because there's so much sports. But this is why I hate this time of year because it's always like there's so much sports on, and I can only watch like two things at a time because, you know, my undivided attention has to be to the Knicks and the Rangers. So this is like
there's just too much going on.
There's a lot going on. Like, this is absurd. There we go. Suns favored by 5.5. Tonight, I have a feeling that this is going to be an easy bounce back for Phoenix. Don't you think? Like, the whole role player analogy where it's like the role players play so much better at home. I'm kind of starting to believe that after seeing campaign just go nuclear last night. After not touching the floor for the first two games. So,
yeah, I mean, I could see Phoenix taking this one tonight, but I don't really see them winning both at home, if I'm honest with you. I think they maybe come out of this 3-1 and then lose in Minnesota. I know it's KD, you can't really, you know, rule them out, but I don't know. I like what's going on in Minnesota.
Let's go to Dallas and LA. This series is
confusing as hell.
It's very confusing because game one, Clippers fucking dominate. No Kawhi Leonard. Game two, Kawhi Leonard comes back, and it wasn't was it rust? Was it?
I don't know.
I feel like it's
is
rust.
He still hurt?
I don't think he's still hurt. I think it's just that they went with the style of play that they were playing with without him, and it doesn't fit Kawhi. I think they bounce. I don't say that the Clippers win game three tonight, but I think that the Clippers are going to play more to Kawhi's style of play on offense and defense, and kind of see what happens there. Because that second game for LA was disastrous. But at the same time, it took a Luka dagger for them to win the game. So,
well, that's true. I was going to say, Luka did have 32, and he did hit that dagger, but. Yeah, they were not efficient shooting. I mean, James Harden went 2-for-10 from three. You really can't have that again.
No, you can't.
If you want to have efficient scoring. Kawhi was 0-for-5. So, yeah, they went 8-of-30 from three. I think they want to bounce back, Stan. You shoot the three ball better. That's what it is. You got to shoot the three ball better.
Fair enough.
Look at Dallas. They went 14-of-33, 42% against 26.7%. 8-of-30.
Fair enough. Celtics Heat. Yo, this Colt dude.
Spoelstra's crazy, man. Spoelstra's crazy, man.
the Heat culture needs to be investigated. Okay, it has to be investigated because there is.
It's Spo, man.
No, what Spo. Drugs are they doing? I don't care if it's Spo. What drugs are they doing? This was the tweet of the night when the Celtics lost. Eric Spoelstra watched 763 Kristaps Porzingis post up possessions and analyzed every frame to prepare for this game. And Joe Mazzulla was logging the town on his letterbox diary for the 27th time in writing. Still holds up, solid flick in the review section. We're fucked.
Porzingis went 1-of-9, 0-for-4. Drew Holiday didn't score well. They didn't get anything off the bench. And you look at
they got nothing.
And you look at what happened with Miami. Caleb Martin 21. They were shooting the three ball great, and then that's what they have to do. Caleb Martin was 5-of-6. Tyler Herro went 6-of-11.
Yeah.
Jaquez 3-of-6, and they played great defensively.
I just remember being like, that kid's going to haunt me forever because I remember pre-draft, you were like, who do you think is going to be like the bust of this class? And I said, Jaime Jaquez. And then he got drafted by the Heat. And I was like, I redact everything I ever said about this kid because
he was balling.
Yeah, he's been balling. OKC, New Orleans.
Stan, I actually cannot believe this team, this lineup won against. I mean, this is unbelievable. Duncan Robinson.
God. I'm glad that we're not
Hayward Highsmith.
I'm glad we're not on the Heat side of the bracket.
DeLon Wright. Yeah, I mean, because I can't rule them out. And if they win, it's like if they win game three, like I don't think Boston wins the series. I don't.
Jeez, don't they play tomorrow? Oh no, they play
Saturday. I mean, sorry.
That is tomorrow.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
There's no way. But we said that last year when they beat the Bucks. Like, there's just no way. And then,
dude, I think they're going to win. I really think that. I don't know why. They're going to win.
All right. I'll see what happens. OKC, New Orleans. This team's elite. Dare I say?
No, you're right.
I mean, Chet Holmgren.
What a pro wants, what a pro needs, whatever makes you happy.
Imagine,
I hate that commercial so much.
Imagine being a fan of the team of the Pelicans and seeing like SGA and Chet like go off and cause nothing but pain, and then that fucking commercial comes on.
What a pro wants, what a pro needs.
I hate that commercial so much. No, the worst commercial of this, like, stretch, like the March Madness NBA stretch, NBA NHL playoff stretch, is that fucking Apple commercial. And you know
which
what
one?
I'm talking about. Oh, the don't let me, like, the, it's basically, like, about the don't let me go one. I hate that one.
Oh, yeah.
Can't
Don't
stand it.
Let me go, please. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Stop. The first game, it came down to the last shot, and everyone's like, OKC, frauds, are they? Yes or no? And then that second game, they just completely dominated. Like, that was absurd. SGA goes for 33. Chet goes for 26. Are we looking at a possible Jokic stopper? I hate to say it, but no. But, like, can they be a threat? Like, I just don't see it.
No.
I don't see it.
There is no threat. There is no threat for the Nuggets in the West. I'm sorry, there isn't.
All right. I mean, I believe you. Let's go to the games tonight. Celtics. The Bucks and the Mavs. I can't fucking talk.
Bucks and Pacers tonight.
Thank you. The Bucks and the Pacers are tonight. 5:30. That's a weird start time on a Friday night, but
pretty
I like
weird.
It. So, I don't care. I like it. Tied at one apiece. No Giannis.
No Benedict Mathurin.
He's been out for the year since, like, January.
I know, fucking with you.
No Benedict Mathurin. This series, I don't know what to think of this. Because it's sort of a, for lack of a better term.
Indiana's home, give me Indiana. I just don't know. I don't like Milwaukee. I don't know. I don't like the way they're coached.
I don't either.
Duh.
I don't either. That's don't, the
Their lineup hasn't been great.
There's no Giannis.
Yeah, no. I mean, everyone after game one was like, oh, they have Dame, like everything, but.
That's the thing, though. Like, game one was such like a cock tease because it was Dame goes off in the first half with 35. He doesn't score in the second half. Tyrese Halliburton's putting up tour date numbers. And then, I'll be honest, game two, Indiana kind of got lucky that Pascal Siakam went nuclear because Tyrese Halliburton didn't have a good game.
Yeah, you're right.
I think it gets distracted. I think Pascal Siakam kind of saved the whole narrative of the series.
I think that Indiana kind of has that luxury, though, where they have those two guys. I mean, I say Giannis was playing and Dame had a bad game and Giannis went off, right? Because Siakam is an all-star caliber player and Halliburton is a bad game and he picks up the slack. I mean, we can go vice versa right now for tonight. Say Halliburton is a great game. We'll see what happens. I mean, Siakam's averaging 36 and a half points.
36.
That's two absurd. Playoff games.
I mean, it's a two-game sample size.
Thing. I know.
Knicks play Sunday, 1 o'clock. The line's already out. Philly's favored. Oh, this is going to be torture.
Yeah.
It's going to be torture. It's going to be torture.
In Philly, 1 p.m.?
In Philly, 1 o'clock. God, that's the hangover game.
You guys will just forever have horrible first round matchups.
I mean, our horrible
other than last
first
year.
Round
other
matchup.
Than last year.
All right, I was gonna say. So Bucks Pacers tonight, Clippers Mavs, T Wolves Suns. If I'm a betting man, I would go with Phoenix in the first half by the number.
Mavs Clippers over tonight.
Or the Bucks Pacers under. That spread's too high. And I don't think a lot of points are going to be scored.
There you go.
The total was in like the 230s the last
That's
game.
Insane.
And I don't think that
what?
Even hit. Yeah, it was like 233, 125 plus 108. Oh, sorry. The total was 233. My bad. I don't think that was like the actual set total. But I'm kind of expecting a hangover game from both these teams. I don't think the scoring's going to be at. Now watch it be like 100 to fucking 102 at halftime. Anyway, going to the NFL draft. I have so many questions.
Atlanta, what are you doing?
I have so many questions. We'll get to the Giants and Jets. What the fuck are the Atlanta Falcons doing?
I'm dumbfounded. He's 24 years old, two knee surgeries,
exactly.
A shoulder surgery. You just signed
Kirk,
4 years, $180 million. What was the game plan here?
Coming off of a torn Achilles, too.
What's the game plan?
I would understand if they did it if they drafted J.J. McCarthy. Like, I get it. There's a lot of questions with him. He's 21, so if you have Kirk Cousins play the entirety of his contract.
But at 8?
At 8, I don't, like, there were rumors that Vegas wanted him at 15 or 13, wherever the fuck they were at.
I don't know. I don't know what their whole plan's going to be.
There is no strategy.
I'm seriously at a loss of words. When I saw that pick,
it's just funny to say that, like, this team was stuck with Desmond Ridder, and they've just been, like, tortured by him. And he only played there for, like, what, 2 years? And then now, all of a sudden, they're just like, let's just have, like, the greatest quarterback room. I don't see it.
Well, I don't know how that helps anyone in this situation, like, for Atlanta.
It doesn't.
I mean, what?
It doesn't help anyone.
It doesn't help the team at all. And signed a quarterback to be in win-now mode. So what? If I'm a Falcons fan, I'm livid.
There's a lot of questions with that division too, because Dave Canales just left to go coach Bryce Young. So could Bryce Young have a leap? Could we see a decline from Baker Mayfield now that he got his money? There's so many questions with the NFC South. The Falcons, let's all be honest here, they're probably going to be one of the favorites to win the NFC North, the South.
They could have added so much.
They could have gotten Roma Dunsey.
Yeah.
They could have gotten Roma Dunsey and have a loaded receiving core with London and Pitts.
I mean, they could have added some defense too.
I don't understand. I don't understand. I really don't understand. Winners of this draft. I mean, there's Broncos. No doubt. It's Chicago. It's no.
Bonix is a Hall of Famer. Bonix is a Hall of Famer. Bonix is a Hall of Famer.
Bonix at 12. Are you fucking kidding me?
Highest completion percentage in FBS history.
Clearly, Sean Payton has a type. Because Zach Wilson's a Bronco. We completely forgot to mention that. Clearly, Sean Payton's got a type at QB.
Bonix, winning quarterback.
No.
You're stuck on his Auburn tape. Watch the Oregon film.
Let's just put it this way. For those who don't know, the main recruiting database is On3. When Bo Nix was being recruited out of college, On3 recruiting did not exist. On3 recruiting did not exist. There's literally, like, the graphic, and it shows, like, his 24/7 ranking, his ESPN ranking, and then there was another website for his ranking, and then, like, On3, it just said, did not exist.
Just, you know what? Exist. It doesn't matter, Stan. It doesn't matter. He's here.
Shut up.
He's ready to win.
Shut up. I am not expecting shit from the Denver Broncos. There's no way that they're just going to go with Bo. How old is Bo Nix? Is like, what? Same age as Michael Penix? 24, 25?
Yeah, he's like 23, 24, 25.
Bo Nix is 24. That was not the right pick to make. I'm sorry. It wasn't. It was not the right pick to make.
I'm getting the jersey.
You were not getting the jersey, I swear to God. Not the right pick to make. The winner of the draft, no doubt about it, the Chicago Bears. The Bears are back. The Bears are back. And I might be crazy to say Bears. They might make the playoffs. They probably will. Look at that receiving core. Look at that receiving core. You got Caleb Williams. You got DeAndre Swift. You got DJ Moore. Roma Dunsey. Keenan Allen. And Cole Kmet.
Bears
are back. The Bears are back.
Yeah, no,
the Bears are back.
Yeah, no, they just are.
The Bears are back. Now, like, I really don't know who's going to win that division now. Again, what's the New York Sports Exchange without technical difficulties? Anyway, Bears are back. The Bears.
The Bears. Back. They're back.
But, like, who's going to win this division now? Because there's so many, like, I don't want to say questions, but this division's loaded. If you really think about it, Jordan Love's coming off of a good year and basically introduced himself to the world in the playoffs. Lions go to the NFC Championship game. They're a field goal away from possibly going to a Super Bowl. The Bears are fucking loaded on offense. The Vikings have a good quarterback.
He's going to get someone fired.
With the fucking receiving core he's got and the offensive coaching that he has, I think he could be successful. Like, he's let's go be so honest far. Here. He's got the best wide receiver in football. You're telling me, like, if you and me both had Justin Jefferson as our wide receivers, I think that we'd be okay.
Stan, I'm just not a huge fan of a game manager in college getting drafted in the top 10. But that's the, you know what? I'm not a GM, so I don't know. I know what you're saying. I think it's still a Lions division to lose. Especially after last year, they just re-signed all those guys too. Amon-Ra got an up. Penei Sewell got another re-up.
Amon-Ra is now the highest paid wide receiver in football.
Rightfully so.
Or no.
Actually, AJ Brown is. Sorry, AJ Brown is.
The AJ Brown contract makes sense. Yeah. He's still fine.
But no, I mean, this is the Lions division to lose. That team is loaded top to bottom, defensively, offensively. So we'll see what happens. There could be some shakeup, but I still think the Lions take that division.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Giants. Giants get Malik Nabers. I was kind of – my thing, it's a good pick. It's a very good pick. They probably got the best wide receiver – not the – they got a top three wide receiver in the draft. A lot of people are big on him, thinking that he's going to be the receiver. Best wide receiver. I know Marvin Harris – I know Maserati Marv exists. That's why I stopped myself. But anyway, a lot of people were saying – that Malik Nabers is the best athlete in this draft. And that's great. That's great. But who's giving him the ball?
Danny Dimes.
Horsecock Drew Lock, baby. I know it's there's still time to draft a quarterback. I don't think they're going to draft
Spencer Rattler's on the board.
I'd kill myself. I would actually kill myself.
I can't believe Amiri buzzed this dude going to the second round.
They already got three quarterbacks in the room. You got Jones, you got Locke, you got DeVito. There's definitely going to be a competition.
Yeah, that's a three quarterback room I'd love to be a part of.
Yo, they got Jalen Hurts, but we got fucking Tommy DeVito, man.
Eat it up, Stan. That might be the worst quarterback room in the entire NFL. All
right. Drew Locke won a game. At least, like here's the thing. There's probably going to be a competition in this summer because who – we don't know if Daniel Jones is going to be healthy enough to start week one coming off of an ACL injury. Week one starter might be Drew Locke.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Week
geez.
One starter might be Drew Locke.
I mean, he's Drew not Locke very good.
He did a pretty good job.
I mean, he lost a quarterback battle with Geno.
I mean, well, Geno was
– Geno, I feel like
you're paying Geno that money. I feel like you got to start him.
Well – they didn't. I mean, originally he didn't have the money. First off, you know, that first year.
Yeah, that the streets will never forget the Geno Smith 2022 run.
Yeah, he kind of had it down your last year, but
that was
maybe he'll bounce back.
The streets will not forget that
insanity run.
Yeah, but who's gonna give Malik Nabers the ball? Who's gonna give Hyatt the ball? Who's gonna give Wandale Robinson the ball? Darius Slayton, for whatever reason, is holding out. I heard that. I fucking nearly fell to the floor laughing my ass off that this guy thinks that he deserves wider like that deserves money like that.
Is Darren Waller even playing for you guys too?
Exactly. He just fucking cheated on his wife.
That's what it was? He cheated on her?
I think that he cheated on her. That's what the rumors are, but with no, who? They divorced. With I don't know, because let's all be honest here, Kelsey Plum, not that bad looking. What the fuck you doing?
She's massive. She's like 6'10". I mean, she's huge.
She's 6'10"? She's a fucking point guard.
She looks huge. How tall is she?
She's a point guard, Kelsey Plum.
How big's Darren Waller?
Darren Waller. Well, first of all, Kelsey Plum is 5'8". Waller. Yeah, Darren Waller's 6'6".
There's no way. Was she in heels in the picture that I saw? She probably was in heels in the picture that I saw.
Probably.
There you go.
But there's, I mean, what the fuck? Like, we don't even know who our starting tight end is going to be. Like, literally, he's just, I think he's just kind of hoping to get cut and get paid. Because I don't think he's coming back. I don't.
No, I don't think he wants to be there.
I'll be honest, I don't have a problem with him not coming back. If I'm being honest, and I get it that, you know, the quarterback situation wasn't good and who's going to give him the ball, but dude, like, stop making it about yourself, bro, and just either retire or get back on the fucking field, because this front office has got a decision to make, because if we draft a tight end day two, day three, I think you're the one out the door, buddy.
Yeah, I think he thinks he's in a position where he's like thinks he's still that guy in the NFL, but he's not, unfortunately. And he needs. I think it's best if both sides. They just you know cut ties.
Yeah,
I
just,
he doesn't want to be there, and yeah.
I don't get it. I don't understand. Let's get to the Jets. That was a good pick. That was a good pick from the Jets. It was smart to trade back. It was smart to trade back. Let Minnesota get their guy. It's not going to affect you. And then it's a good pickup. I mean, that's really – like that's there's no way to describe like offensive line picks. Like either it's a good pickup or it's not. Like there's no – like it gives you – he's a big boy. Oh, yeah. He's a big boy. Only allowed one sack in college.
I like it. You need to beef up the O-line.
Gets Rodgers his protection. There's – are you guys going to draft a quarterback?
Probably, maybe.
I would assume you would.
Maybe, like, yeah, I mean, honest, probably in like fourth, fifth round, Aaron, but I don't know who.
Aaron Rodgers is 41 years old. I would assume that you want a young quarterback.
Yeah, I just don't know who would be left,
Jordan
I think.
Travis.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but he's coming off of that gruesome leg injury.
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, maybe Jordan Travis. I don't know. I hope for a receiver in round two. We'll figure out what we can do here.
Keon Coleman. That'd be pretty interesting.
Wouldn't be opposed.
Would not be opposed to that either. Jackson Holliday optioned to AAA Norfolk.
I mean, he's like 1 for 50. So
yeah, I mean, we'll talk baseball, but my God, that was we'll talk baseball, but that disaster for Jackson Holliday. Anyway, Jets gonna go.
Gunnar Henderson's cooking, so why would you even?
Yeah,
what's
why
the
would
point?
You, I don't know. Anyway, let's talk baseball. Why not? The Baltimore Orioles just sent down Jackson Holliday.
he wasn't ready.
Yeah, he wasn't ready. There was one instance, and I saw this on TikTok. He had a bases loaded situation when they were playing in Kansas City, and 3-2, like bases loaded, one out. He just took like a fastball, like directly down the middle. Like,
it's a confidence thing. He's literally he's just too young. He's like 19 years old.
Yeah, he's 19 years old. I feel like they kind of rushed him. They rushed him.
And you know, yeah, and you know what? There's guys with certain levels of maturity that you could see come up at 19 years old, like Juan Soto. You know, there's guys you just know are ready. And
I feel like this
was Jackson Merrill.
Yeah. I feel like he was sort of a asses in the seats type guy. I know they have new ownership, but you know, you want asses in the seats. Let's bring up our best prospects.
Yeah, but to be fair, he was batting like 300 in AAA, so it's hard to be all right.
Like, don't get me. Yeah, it's hard to just have him just like sit there in Norfolk and just be like, all right, I'm raking, but for what? And yeah, but this is
Skeens. This get called up.
Paul Skeens allowed his first run in AAA, and I think that he's been like he's had like four starts.
He has he's thrown at like the 100 mile an hour pitches in whatever minor league. He's thrown like about 75% of them.
Tim, if I were to tell you that the Oakland A's were the first to got 10 wins before the Houston Astros, would you believe me?
No, I also wouldn't believe you said they split with the Yankees last night? They beat the Yankees last night?
Yeah, they split.
Lord, Stan. What is going on?
I just – I don't know how to describe it because it's kind of
– Did Roker go yard again?
I think Rooker did go – No, actually, it was not. Rooker went yard Wednesday, but the game was already out of reach. This one was because of Nick Allen, who is married to Aaron Boone's niece – and Tyler Nevin, whose dad, Phil, used to be the third base coach. Oh, my God. Did it happen again? No, it didn't.
Doug is unbelievable.
Oh, my God. More technical difficulties. God does not want this podcast to come out. Anyway, Nick Allen, who's currently married to Aaron Boone's niece. And Tyler Nevin, whose dad, Phil, used to be the third base coach of the Yankees, hit home runs. Yeah, you can't be putting up one run Like, you just can't. Like the Monday game was a disaster solely because they got shut out. They couldn't hit. Like, it was bad. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, they bounced back. But again, you win, you score four runs in the first inning, and that was it. Wednesday was kind of their coming out party. You score seven runs. Clark Schmidt can't go past the fifth inning. It's bad. He's five and done. Like, as soon as he goes to the sixth inning, like, it's a completely different pitcher. I don't understand it. And then last night was just a disaster. Alex Wood came into the game with the highest DRA in the sport, I believe. And
Jesus, in the sport.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand. Nestor went seven, but because that bullpen was just so beat up. He gave up three runs in that. You get 11 hits and only score one run. That's a disaster. Yankees weekend series in Milwaukee, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 2 o'clock. Possible. It's Luis Gil, Carlos Rodon, and Marcus Stroman. Just get it done. Just keep winning these series, and then I'll be okay. You're still actually, no, you're not on top of the division anymore because of the lost column.
Yeah,
but
Orioles.
Just keep winning these series. Just find ways to hit. The pitching, I mean, it kind of feels like the bullpen isn't like, you know, the Yankee bullpens of the past couple years where it's like, all right, this guy's going to come in, he's going to dominate. I kind of just feel like that anyone can just explode at this point. So
yeah, but they're settling in. It's early. They'll figure it out.
I know it's early. You got a big series against Baltimore starting Monday. I believe it's a 4-game series. Yeah, it's a 4-game series in Baltimore. Yeah, that's got to – you got to fucking win those games. At least split. But anyway, the Mets – hey, you go 3-3 in the West Coast. That's good. You'll take that any day.
I'm not complaining, especially if the series wins against the Dodgers.
The series wins against the Dodgers. That was big.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah, you would not be complaining at all. The Mets take on St. Louis
tonight, 7:10,
7-4 and 1:40. Then they take on the Cubs. I cannot believe the Houston Astros are this terrible, man. Like,
yeah, I don't know what the hell is wrong with them.
Like here's the tweet from Passan that kind of just made me unreal because they just got swept by Chicago, by the Cubs. This is the bottom five in standings right now. The White Sox, dude. If you want to talk about a horrible baseball team, the Chicago White Sox are the fucking
worst team I think I've ever seen. They're 3-22.
Absurd. 3-22. I believe they lost last night.
They're 3-22.
Oh no, 3-22. You're right. 3-22. You're right. White Sox are 3-22. The Marlins are 6-20. The Rockies are 6-19. The Houston Astros are 7-19, and the Oakland A's are 10-16. The bottom five by run differential. This is where it gets even worse. It gets even worse. Bottom five in run differential as of 5 o'clock yesterday. The White Sox -85. The Rockies -57. The Marlins -47. The A's -40. The Astros -36 run differential.
Yeah, they they're struggling.
Is it the manager? Is it just that this team is just kind of falling apart? I don't know.
Their team ERA right now is sitting at 5.07, which is just totally unacceptable.
It's the pitching. It's kind of the pitching problem. Verlander's hurt. Valdez is hurt. And now you're kind of relying on a rotation where Christian Javier is your ace. And I don't really think has the quality of being an ace. So now your starting rotation is Ronel Blanco. Now, Christian Javier's on the IL with a neck injury. I didn't even realize that. So now your rotation is JP France, Ronel Blanco, who threw a no-hitter, by the way.
Yeah, he's actually doing pretty – he's 2-0 with a 1.33. He's got a 1.33 with a 0.58 whip, 27 innings pitch, 11 hits, 22 Ks.
My bad. He threw a no-hitter. Hunter Brown has been terrible. Can't even get out of the first inning, and then you get this who's on your rotation now? And this is after an offseason where you go ahead and get one of the best closers in baseball, and you can't even use him.
Yeah. Yeah, this.
That's shame. Yeah. But anyway,
they're like, struggling right now.
Couldn't happen to a worse team, but could have happened to a better team, but.
No, I know.
Again, it's not my issue, but I think when I get back from school, I believe the first game that I'm going to is against the Houston Astros. I believe
should be
so.
Easy
yes.
win.
Should
you're
going to
go to the game and turn their season around completely.
Oh, yeah. They're going to look like the Astros of old. Just watch. Can't wait. God, I can't. Just the feeling that, like, everyone, like, at school is just, like, going to Yankee games. Like,
I know.
I think, like, it's, like, the thing that you want to do the most when you get back is just go to a baseball game and just have, like, an ice-cold beer. Like, that's kind of how I'm feeling right now. Like,
I want to go to a playoff hockey game so badly right now.
The moment that I get it, go to Yankee Stadium and get a fucking tall boy Coors Light, I'm just going to I'll go to a fucking 1 o'clock game on a Wednesday and just fucking kick my feet up at the 300 levels with an ice cold beer and just be like, you know what? This is the life. You know what would make it even better? Give me a book. Make me keep score.
Yeah. Let me do the book. I love doing the book, Stan. I'm a huge doing the book guy.
If going to games alone wasn't frowned upon, you bet your ass I'm at Yankee Stadium every day keeping score.
Doing the book.
If it wasn't frowned upon, if it was not frowned upon, I would so do it. I would
all the
so
time.
Do it. All the time. All right, moving on to what I saw. This is the first time we covered like all four sports within like
an hour.
Yeah. That's actually pretty impressive by us. Anyway, moving on, what I saw. Tim, what a lovely visit it was.
Yeah, I had a great time, Stan.
Oh, let me say it. Can I say it? Played a great round of golf this weekend.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
There it is.
I forgot.
Played a great round of golf this weekend. If anybody wants to guess what I shot, you're wrong. But anyway, if anyone wants to guess like what I scored, you're wrong. It was probably in the triple digits. It was so absurd how terrible at golf I am. I'm striving to get better, but I'm so terrible.
You got to start somewhere, Stan.
Got to start somewhere. Yeah, it was a great visit.
I had a great time. You got to see that Rangers bar.
Got to see the Rangers bar. It was awesome. Enjoyed a nice hot dog. Had a nice beer.
The bubbles.
Love it. The bubbles, man. I might want to go back. I might go back just for today. I don't even need you. I can just fucking go. Just be like, bubbles.
Bubble.
Bubbles, yeah. Like, that's. Oh, my God. Yeah, great visit. My next one I saw. We are 9 days away from the greatest Saturday in sports. 10. Are you ready?
Yeah.
NBA playoffs. NHL playoffs. You got baseball. And you also have the Kentucky Derby, baby.
Oh, Stan the Horseman. Stan the Horseman.
The horses.
Bring out the ponies.
Horses.
Bring out the ponies.
Bring out the ponies. Wait until the horses. That's what I always say whenever I hit a big bet. Wait until the horses. Because the horses are coming. May 4th. I cannot wait for the Kentucky Derby. I believe the list is out. I might just rank the names of the horses and just see what. Here we go. No Bob Baffert horses. Free my man. He ain't do shit. Anyway. Free my man. He ain't do shit. All right. The favorite. We have Fierceness at 3-1. That's a good name. It's a good name. Sierra Leone at 7-2. Eh, that kind of feels personal. Catching Freedom. Catching Freedom. That's a good one. If you're an American, that's a great name.
What's the pony with like the 18-1 odds? Is there one like that?
Domestic product at 18-1.
There you go. That's the one. That's the horse. That's my pick.
That's the horse. Here was my strategy with the horses last year, and I suggest this to do it with every single horse race coming up with the Triple Crown, everything coming up. Preakness, Belmont, Kentucky Derby, do it. Listen to Mike Francesa. And that may sound crazy to say, but that man knows his horses. like, that man knows his horse. Like, I went against – I listened to his video of the Kentucky Derby, and he was like, you know what? Mage fits with, well with the track. Like, he has experience running at Churchill Downs. Go with Mage. And I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to go with Angel of Empire. Mage ended up winning the whole thing at 20-1. So I should have listened to Mike Francesa. And then he had his pick for Preakness, which was also – who won the Preakness? Was it Angel of Empire? 2023 Preakness. I'm trying to find it. Oh, no. Wait. Oh, no. National Treasure. That's what it was. National Treasure ended up winning the Preakness. I'll just say this. There's no better way to hit a bet than a horse race. You're fucking screaming at the top of your lungs. It's a minute 30 seconds. So you're fucking screaming at the top of your lungs. You're basically doing what Kramer did in that Seinfeld episode. And you're fucking hitting yourself like that. God, I love the horses. I love the horses. And now the Belmont. Yeah. And now the Belmont's coming up here.
I know. Saratoga race.
Saratoga horses.
Gotta love the ponies. Bring in the ponies.
Bring in the ponies. All right. Tim, you're what I saw.
Oh, me and Aiden O'Connor played a combined scramble round of golf and shot a 64. No, we shot a 67. We shot two over. So it was a good round.
I sat this round of golf out. my leg was definitely not like I definitely could barely walk. I could barely walk. I was hungover. I could barely walk. I was like, I can't do this. Yeah.
No, we hustled my roommate and his brother for some money, so it was a good round.
Oh, you won money? I didn't know that. Shit.
Yeah. I want some money.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's it. I'm trying to think if there's like anything else more. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, X, and TikTok. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube, like our videos on YouTube, comment on our YouTube videos. Pretty special video coming up soon. We still got to film it, but I'll tease it anyway. Tim and I are going to be doing something that I haven't done in about 5 years. When was the last time you did the thing that we're planning on doing without revealing it?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
I can't
exactly.
Even remember.
that way it's going to be funny. And now we're going to have someone of very high class trying to stop us from doing that. But anyway, be sure to
it ain't going to end well, but yeah.
It's not going to end well. Be sure to follow us and rate us on Spotify.
Five
stars only. We will see you guys on Tuesday for more playoffs and all that fun stuff. I can't wait. All right. Peace out, guys.
Peace.